Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yachty, third hour, Tiki and Tierney, coming live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, and mortgage confidently here on this awesome Thursday draft night. Finally, it's upon us here. All right, a couple of items here before Tiki and I give you our mock, at least the top 10 picks here. And so if you missed some of the interviews this week, and we have done our best, certainly, hopefully you guys have enjoyed it, whether it's Sam Darnold, whether it's Josh Rosen, Bradley Chubb from NC State, Derwin James from Florida State. If you missed anything, just download the episodes of Tiki and Tierney Show on the radio.com app. Very simple, very functional, very easy to use. Or Apple Podcasts, whatever your favorite podcast app is. That's number one. Number two, tonight after Ryder's show, and we'll get to his producer in a minute, Klug, who's really embarrassed himself, and by extension the show, and by extension the network today. I'll get to that in a second. Taz of the Moose from 8 Eastern all the way up the entire first round. Those guys are going to pull a tough double duty.
Yeah, they are.
They'll get up. They'll do their show tomorrow from 6 to 10 Eastern in the morning, but they will have you every pick. They'll probably be going right, like live, right? They'll send it right to the podium. So yeah, you'll actually hear the picks live as you're driving around.
That's great.
Then they'll have great guests, and they're obviously, critique and talk about what they hear. So Taz and the Moose tonight from 8 Eastern. All right, real quick. So I come in. Now we are lucky enough. Now behind the scenes, there's always politics, mm-hmm. and it is still a job at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
But we work at a sports radio network.
Yes, we do.
Sports.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We're not going to just thumb through boring files.
Nope.
Or where you coming in to talk sports?
Yes.
It's the day of the draft.
Yes.
Now, Klug, for the most part, and I really do like Klug. He's a good guy and he's smart. But he does isolate himself. He really mix it up. He doesn't really do a whole lot. And that's fine. You almost have to say hi to him for him to say hi back to you. He's one of those.
Yes.
But I want to reiterate, I do like Klug. Because I thought he was a good sports fan. Until today. So I walk in and I have conversation with Sean Marash, who produces DA show. Great guy. We talk 30 minutes on what the Giants should do at number two. Quarterback options. Boom, boom, boom. So I'm getting ready to walk into our studio and I see Kaluga. I go, what's up? What's going on, Kaluga? And he's a big Falcon fan. Mm-hmm. Who do you want to draft tonight, man? He goes, I don't care. And I quite frankly had 9 things on my plate that I had to do.
Stopped you dead your tracks.
No, I'm like, that was an odd response. I walked 3 steps. Then I'm like, I got to circle back. I walk back and go, did you just say you don't care who your team drafts?
Well, they're picking low.
And he lamented saying that. I'm like, dude, I thought you were a sports fan. You don't care on draft day?
They're picking way down the line, though, BT. 26. So at 26, you take
Hold on a second.
You take the best available.
You're a former football star.
Yes.
I'm a forever football fan.
I hated rookies.
Like Klug.
Just saying, I hated rookies.
I know you did. If somebody asks you, even if you don't have a first-round pick, mm-hmm. you better have a response. Here's what I want my team to do in round two. I want to move up, and I want to be in a position to draft this guy.
I hear you.
You have to have an answer.
Yes, I do. Right. I understand that.
Okay, that doesn't suffice. I don't care. Klug, come on.
They're going to be good regardless. I think he's being cocky.
Strange answer. Diesel, would you ever answer that today? Like, somebody asked you that today. Would you ever answer that way? The answer is no.
I wouldn't answer, I don't care. I would say, I don't have hope in my team getting it right.
That's different.
But
that's
not that I don't care.
That's not apathy. That's a negative emotion.
Agreed.
He was apathetic. Okay. It looks like I'm boring Santa, who's giving me the blank stare. He's just staring at me. I agree
with you. This might be the first time in the show's history.
Oh, yeah?
I'm right there with you.
He's building the bridge for you, BZ.
Welcome to being right, Santa. It feels good, doesn't it? All right, you ready to do our mock draft? You like to do the mock draft? Okay,
Let's do it. You
got your inside jokes? I heard you.
Of course.
So you can do trades. I hear everything. You can do trades. I don't know if Tiki has any trades coming.
None.
I might.
I did none.
I'll divulge it if and when it's actually pertinent. Let's draft away. Top 10 picks, okay?
Let's go.
Let's go.
The future of your team is in your GM's hands. Trade down or move up. It's time for the Tiki and Tierney Mock Draft. The Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns are on the clock, and they're going to take the best defensive player in the draft and pair him with Myles Garrett, Give me Bradley Chubb, defensive end from NC State.
Okay.
Going to the Browns.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. I should have asked you this before real fast. Are you doing this the way you're doing this the way Tiki Barber
yes.
would do it?
So, by the way, just to back up,
yep.
I believe that you should take the best available player as it closely aligns to what you need.
Okay.
And interestingly, in this draft, as I just listed, because I originally did this by just listing the best players I felt like in this draft, and it kind of lined up to what the top 10 need.
Okay, so we're not projecting what will happen tonight. We're telling you what we think we would do if we were running the show here.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. I figured that. Just want to clarify. With the Browns pick, I'm going Sam Darnold. For me, you know, even before the tweets, I was a little lukewarm on Josh Allen. I think Josh Rosen might be the best quarterback in the group. I really do like Baker Mayfield. You know that. I've liked him for a long time. Tough to justify taking a six-foot quarterback first overall. Take the safer play. Sam Darnold, first overall, USC.
The New York Giants.
Stop messing around. The New York Giants are going running back Saquon Barkley. It's been since 2011 since the New York Giants had a 1,000-yard rusher. And we all remember what happened in 2011. Mm-hmm. The Giants won the Super Bowl. Eli Manning is at his best in the next two, maybe 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years.
He's at his best when he can play in the play action. Okay. And they need a running game to do that.
You know what else happened in 2011? Yeah, they were really good. They won. You know why they won?
Why?
Because they had a fierce pass rush.
True.
That's really the main reason. They got a little lucky at a couple of plays as well on offense. Bradley Chubb is the selection here. Bradley Chubb, defensive end, NC State. You got Carson Wentz when he's healthy. You know, lesser extent, Alex Smith next couple of years with the Redskins. Dak Prescott, we'll see how he continues to grow as a young quarterback and the weapons there. You got to be able to get after the quarterback and make plays. I love Bradley Chubb. I think the Giants, I don't know if they will take him. If I'm running the Giants, I'm taking Bradley Chubb number two.
The New York Jets.
The New York Jets are being enticed to move up to number one with the Browns, saying that they're going to take Baker Mayfield. I say they go defense, so the Jets stay where they are, and they still get Baker Mayfield.
Baker.
Quarterback from Oklahoma. They need a guy who can come in and play right away. And if any of these guys that don't need the project tag to them, it's Baker. So I'm going Jets, taking Baker Mayfield.
Listen, when we do our show tomorrow, 3 Eastern, if Baker's the guy, I won't be unhappy. I'll be quite thrilled because I think his competitive nature is contagious, and he's got something to prove, and he's a baller, and he's not even close to being Johnny Manziel. But Josh Rosen's the better pure passer. I mean, I'm a little worried about the concussions. I get it. Not worried about the fact that his dad's wealthy. Doesn't bother me. That he doesn't love football. Yes, he does. That he's too smart, inconsequential. I'd rather intelligent people than dumb people. But Josh Rosen, I think in 3 or 4 years, we're going to have a conversation and say, how the hell did we even debate who the best quarterback was? Because the young man behind me on the screen, that's the best quarterback. Josh Rosen, number 3 to the Jets.
The Cleveland Browns.
The Browns sit still at number 4. They don't trade out of this one, and they get one of the better quarterbacks, Sam Darnold, QB from USC. We saw him throw in the rain. He's a baller. He's got some mistakes that he needs to take care of in his game, but he doesn't have to play right away in Cleveland. Why? It's Tyrod Taylor's there. Sam Darnold, start the run of the quarterbacks.
I'll tell you, Teak, if they wind up, and again, I think that you don't even think that they'll take Bradley Chubb one, even though you think that they should, and I hear you, and it's interesting. If they walk away from this draft with Bradley Chubb and Sam Darnold, it's a grand slam, dude.
To win.
I mean,
even if they do it the other way.
You know, I hear you. It doesn't matter how they
do it.
That would be monstrous. For me, I'm going to go with Saquon Barkley here at number 4. This, I mean, you get the quarterback, you identify the quarterback. You got to take the quarterback first. That's my opinion. Saquon Barkley's dangling there at 4. You run up to the podium. You have, are you kidding? Jarvis Landry, Josh Gordon, Njoku. I have so many names. Njoku.
Yeah.
I always say David Njoku.
Yeah.
They picked up Carlos Hyde.
I mean,
you can split the. Saquon Barkley, number 4 to the Browns.
The Denver Broncos.
The Broncos need a quarterback as well. The run ends at quarterbacks, which tells you that Josh Allen is not in the top 10. Josh Rosen goes to the Denver Broncos here. It solves a problem. Whether or not he plays right away, who knows? But I think he has a chance to win that competition as good as he is.
The Buffalo Bills.
We have a trade.
Oh,
we
what?
Have a trade. The Buffalo Bills, after coming to a deal with the Denver Broncos, select Josh Allen. Quarterback from Wyoming. Big, strong, strapping. Throws it in the rain, throws it in the snow, throws it in the mud, throws it in the wind, throws it fast, and throws it far. You polish up this diamond, you might have the Hope Diamond if you polish it up properly. He's in Buffalo.
The Indianapolis Colts.
At the 6th pick in.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.